A shave and a haircut cost more than two bits at Howard's and Linton's barbershop in Tuscaloosa. But Linton's customers can get a lesson in the civil rights movement, along with hot towels and a trim.
We got shaving mugs, all those shaving mugs. Anything to do with barbering, now that's Authoring Lucy right there. Okay, that's me right there talking to her.
Authoring Lucy was the first black student to register at the University of Alabama back in 1956. She lasted only 3 days on campus. 7 years later, Vivian Malone and James Hood made history in 1963 during the stand in the schoolhouse door as they signed up for classes. Between the careful strokes of his straight razor, Linton recalls all of those days.
No, that's the sad thing about it. The younger generation don't know anything about it. Even the ministers don't know anything about it because all of them are young. All of the old ones, do you know I'm the only one that was involved is still here.
That includes what happened in Tuscaloosa in June of 1964. 1 year after Vivian Malone and James Hood enrolled at the University of Alabama, and before Congress passed the Civil Rights Act, Bloody Tuesday happened. Linton was cutting hair at the same barbershop in 64. He was a student at Stillman College at the time.
That was some day. That was the worst day it was in the whole state of Alabama. We never had a church attack.
Linton is referring to a dispute over water fountains at the Tuscaloosa County Courthouse. Protesters in Birmingham had won a promise of desegregation following the 1963 Children's March. In Tuscaloosa, the fountains still read white and colored. Linton says protesters led by the Reverend T.Y. Rogers planned a march.
When the police came in the church, that's a picture up there when they came in the church, Chief Marble and his group came and told them they was not going to march. T.Y. told them they're going to march. I don't care what you say, we're going to march. So he told them, if you march, we're going to arrest you. So Reverend Rogers told them, say, now, if they arrest us, don't y'all stop until you get to the courthouse.
Protesters in Birmingham were met with fire hoses and police dogs during the 1963 Children's March. Linton saw a similar response during the Tuscaloosa demonstration.
They was lined up from 25th over here, 28th Avenue, all the way down to Greensboro Avenue. They was lined up with billy club, baseball bats, and everything else.
They surrounded the church with anybody, I guess, who wanted to whip a black man that day for marching. They deputized him.
Tuscaloosa Councilman Harrison Taylor was one of the teenagers participating in the protest that day. He was inside the church when windows were shattered by cans of tear gas, and police and others with clubs and dogs streamed in. He escaped injury, but fellow protester Odessa Warwick did not.
And the police came in, and he beat us bad, too, because I was in the corner up where the pulpit. I was behind over there in the corner. And they beat me so bad in my head and all between my legs and everywhere.
The dispute over the segregated water fountains was later resolved, and the signs reading white and colored were taken down. Warwick says that didn't resolve the matter when she tried to take her first drink of water at the courthouse.
He said, where you going? I said, I'm going to the bathroom. No, you can't go to the bathroom, because you black. I had a good friend of mine, white. She said, come on, Odessa, I'm going to carry you to the bathroom. So she did, and we been friends ever since.
Councilman Taylor says he remembers his first trip to the water fountain as well. Out on the steps of the First African Baptist Church, where the violence of Bloody Sunday took place, he says he hopes others will remember it as a sign of what can be accomplished.
As you think about it, one side had an unjust law, dogs, fire hoses, police, guns, and one had prayer, singing, and faith. And the one had fair singing and faith made a difference.
For APR News, I'm Pamela Tron in Tuscaloosa.